Okay, arrested. And I turned off the automation, so it wasn't going to say it, so I had to. But yes, we got some extra time together, a couple minutes. And so I think what I'm going to do for us all is just play a quick bonus song before I start the actual show. So let's, you know, but I'm going to talk, and then it's going to be time for the actual show. That's something I have to deal with here. We're just going to play a quick song, okay? And I love you, and we'll start my actual show soon, I think. Let me just set things up real quick, because they didn't... It's obviously not set up, because no one was here. Okay, I love you all. Here's a bonus song.
I got so fucking romantic, I apologize. Let me light your cigarette. Come visit Kansas for a week of debauchery songs.
Walking each other, it's just a test. Just give my word.
This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
They tend to wiggle when they walk. The infrastructure rots, and the owners hate the jocks with their agents and their dates. If the signature's a check,
you'll just have to wait.
And we're counting up the instants that we save. Tired nation so depraved. From the cheap seats, see us wave to the camera. It took a giant ramrod to raise the demon settlement. But hi-ho, silver. Of Geddy Lee, how did it get so high? I wonder if he speaks like an ordinary guy.
I know him, and he does.
And you're my fact-checking cub. We'll focus on the quasar in the mist. The Kaiser has a cyst, and I'm a blank one. List the qualms you have, and if they stick, they will drown you in a creek, in the neck of a woods that was populated by Tired Nation on the fly. Everybody knows advice that was given up for free. Lots of details to discern, lots of details, but hi-ho,
Hello, darlings. The time is 3:08 in the morning on a Friday, and you're listening to Probably Birds, the only radio show that might be about birds. I'm your host, DJ Pending, and a bit of a different start for this show. No one was in the studio when I got here, so we played a quick bonus song, which was not actually that quick, and now we're running already behind schedule, but you know, it's loosey-goosey here. That might be the first time I've ever said loosey-goosey. Anyway, so this is the show where I play music you don't like and talk about things you don't care about. And what happens is I come in here and I just kind of, I try not to say as much as I do, but I don't come in with a plan. I just have music that I want to play and I have allocated times to speak and I do my best to fill the time with something interesting. And so I'll start tonight by saying, I think we're going to have someone call in, maybe. I know she's listening. I'm scared of her. Oh, and I'm using the wrong pronouns. So I can't swear at myself, but I would if I could. Anyways, if you are awake right now in the Boston area, do yourself a favor and just step outside for a bit. Because the walk over here, it is so foggy. I basically had to swim through the air. And it's really... I think a pretty cool experience. Geese are birds. Oh dear, I've already mentioned birds. That's my inner angel keeping me honest. or it's the person texting me on my phone informing me that I did in fact mention birds. I have a correction to make, actually, to the show, now that I think about it. Which is, last show I mentioned a song that I said my brother had showed me originally, and I promptly dismissed. When in fact, I confronted my twin brother about this. His name is Max, and he's not listening right now because he's asleep. And I told him, I played that song you showed me. And he said, what song? It's Old Friends by some band. I don't have to tell you what it is because I didn't play it tonight. It's called Old Friends, and I told him about it, and he said, I have no idea what song that is. So I was wrong. He never showed me that song, and I am a fool. Anyways, today so far we have, in fact, heard A Cute Thing by Car Seat Headrest. That was the quick bonus song. And then we heard Stereo by Pavement, the song I originally intended to start the show off. So I've given myself about 4 or 5 minutes to speak at the beginning here, and so far I've filled about 2 of that. So we're just going to keep rolling with this. What can I talk about it? Tomorrow is Passover, is that right? I guess it's already Friday. All I know is that I'm going to go to Sudbury tomorrow, to my grandmother's house, and I'm pretty sure it's Passover tomorrow night, and we're going to celebrate with the whole family. Everyone's come up, which is pretty rare for my family. We're not like, we don't do interacting with each other very often, so, you know, it'd be good. We've got my twin brother Max will be there. I can talk to him more about the lies I've told about him on the radio. My sister Lila will be there. I can talk to her about stuff she likes to talk about. My brother Phil will be there, and I can assert his, existence. What else? My mom, my dad. These are the people in my family. And now they're people you know about too, dear listeners, all 8 of you, which is, I want to add as well, an all-time high for the show. So I appreciate those who stuck around to listen to me say too many times and mumble a bit into a microphone from 3 a.m. to 4 a.m. in the morning. Amazingly, there were 8 of you when I wasn't in here, and it was just a machine playing music. And I don't know if I should feel, I guess I should feel good that none of you have left. I guess I should feel good that I can do as well as a machine that was built to have people listen to it. But somehow it feels like I'm just subbing in for the machine now, and you're just like, well, I'm already here listening to WMFO, 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And I guess I'm awake. I don't have anything else to do at this hour because everyone's either asleep or dead. And I think mostly asleep. But I'm going to have to check the numbers on that. And I won't actually check the numbers. I'm just going to actually, I think we're going to play, if I'm careful here and unlock my computer, we're going to continue with music because I think I've talked long enough. And I can't tell if you're listening for my voice or for the music I play. And so we're just going to try to do a good mix of it. So thanks for tuning in. I love you. And enjoy some more music.
patience, 'cause you're so smart, my tricks don't work at all. Is it my lack of education? Just tell me why you never call. Behind your symmetry lies a fundamental difference. There are those who own the minds and those who crawl. No offense, but in between the lines I'm reading. To Thailand, I remember studying all the words written in your pretty hand. The little lines and little curves that held a sacred meaning. So I thought, but I had it wrong. Now I'm trying to figure out when it was you gave me these hard ones. I feel them wriggling in my blood.
Hello, everyone. I have Gabby in my ears right now, but first I'm actually going to announce the songs I played. Sorry, Gabby. That was For Whom the Belly Tolls by Los Campesinos, These Days by Dr. Dog, and then finally Heartworms by The Shins. And now we're going to put our darling Gabby on the air, hopefully. Okay, Gabby, I think you are currently broadcasting on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Try talking, maybe?
Hello, Tufts.
All right. The fact that I hear you in my ears, I think, means that this is, in fact, working. I assume that Tufts says hi back, by the way, though I can't be sure. So, Gabby, you've decided to call into the show. First, you decided to be up at 3 a.m. to 4 a.m. You plan to stay around.
I was writing an op-ed because I did a show and it got reviewed in my school newspaper. I don't like the review at all.
Oh no! What'd they say?
They came to an open dress rehearsal.
Okay.
Bizarrely, and reviewed that instead of the actual show.
That is kind of bizarre.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very critical of the technical elements.
And that's your whole thing. Gabby, for those listening who don't know, and I assume most of you know, but for those who don't, Gabby does lots of theater technical stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. So you are...
I'm just angrily... Yeah, I was just angrily drafting an op-ed. Out of spite, I would say. Mostly just spite.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, and if you're going to, like... angrily draft an op-ed out of spite, you might as well do it when no one else is awake to really intervene, you know?
Exactly. No editorial support and no friends stepping in with, what's that phrase you're using there? Isn't that a bit inflammatory? None of that at 3 a.m.
Exactly. You want your emotions to come through. Otherwise, it's disingenuous, which I'm pretty sure is a word. Is it a word?
I think it's a word.
Okay, good. Sometimes I don't know at this time of day or night. It's hard to say if it's day or night even, let alone if I'm speaking anything comprehensible. And in fact, oftentimes I don't think I am. But, you know.
Are you trying to say you don't like your radio spot time, Jonah?
In some ways, I really do like it, actually. I just don't think I can provide the quality content that people crave in this state. Then again, it's nice to have an excuse to fall back on when I fail to provide the quality content that people crave. So, in some ways, it's the best thing that could have happened to me. Yeah, I think that's where I'm going to stand on it. So, Gabby, you've called in, and so I am in some ways obliged to talk to you. But in some ways, I'm very happy to talk to you. In all ways, I'm very happy to talk to you. But talk to me, you know? Talk to our listeners. How's it going? Any plans for the weekend? I really don't know where to go with this, but let's go somewhere.
I have no plans for the weekend because I don't know what the weather will be. Usually the weather doesn't factor that much in my decision-making, but if it's nice at all, I'm running to a park. It doesn't matter which park, doesn't matter where.
You're going to sprint as soon as the weather's nice to a park.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'll just wake up on Saturday and open my window. And if I feel fun, much like a plant, I will...
Are you going to describe a plant as running to a park right now? Because I don't think that's how plants do what plants do.
I met my first Venus flytrap recently.
Did you?
I think it's really, I'm really fixated.
Wow. You found your spirit something.
Yep.
Okay, so you think if you were a plant, you'd be a Venus flytrap, you think?
I just want to be a plant that moves.
Any plant that moves. Yeah,
Any plant that moves.
I think all plants kind of move slowly.
Any plant that moves rapidly.
Okay, got it. You know, Venus flytraps.
Like,
oh, yeah?
Much like Jonah, a sprint to a park. That's the end of the metaphor.
It's a rapid, unexpected movement. And perhaps you'll even open your mouth as you run and catch some flies along the way. And then you truly will be the Venus flytrap.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Wow. I'm amazingly articulate, apparently. This hour. Speaking of things that are amazingly articulate, I am legally obligated, I think, to read a PSA. And so I'm just going to go for it. Gabby, you're along for the ride. Here we go. Today, you ate Greek yogurt. You took the train. You planned a workout. You skipped it. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a devastating earthquake. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. Okay, and that's our PSA for the night. Got that out of the way. What do you think, Abby?
Wow. It sounded very sarcastic. It sounded almost like you were doing a Night Vale thing, if we're being honest.
It seems, I mean, I don't write these, you know?
It's definitely on FEMA. They don't know how the kids are doing radio. I fully expected that to just be a twist ending.
I mean, the twist ending is, yeah, there was an earthquake, I guess. I didn't see that.
However, I don't know. It makes everything you said just so normal.
So you think that the earthquake seems normal, or?
Exactly. I think FEMA's greatest flaw at this point is normalizing earthquakes.
Okay, so right, I got it. There's another one for tornadoes too. So I guess it's earthquakes and tornadoes that they normalized. You know, it's like they're trying to say it could happen at any time, but really what's coming across is earthquakes are normal things that we needn't fear.
That's the message I'm strongly feeling, yes.
Okay, well, I'll write to FEMA and let them know that. Sample size
and
of
I'm
one.
No longer afraid of earthquakes.
Yeah. Gabby is actually going to run to the nearest earthquake. You know, if you open the window and you feel sun, you're going for that earthquake. You're going to find it. And you're going to, I don't know, What do you even do with an earthquake?
I personally, I'll lie on the ground, mm-hmm. and I'll just try to get as close to it as possible.
Those good vibrations. So it would be like kind of like a massage chair, but instead of a chair, it's the earth beneath you.
Again, I couldn't have said it better myself.
Wow. Again, I prove myself to be amazingly articulate. At now, guess what? It's 3:29. Half the show is gone, and I feel like I already have so much more to say. The only problem is I don't know what it is. So that's
I'll
kind of
a problem that you don't have is your radio voice. I thought it was already good, and then you read the PSA. I was like, wow, another level.
Well, I feel like the PSA needs some distance from the voice of yours truly, Dave. Yours truly, truly? Okay, I give up. I'm not going to finish my thought because it's not the time of day for that. It's not the time of day for anything coherent. I don't think people listen to this show at all. But I also don't think they listen to it for coherence. And I don't know why they listen to it. And I'm trying to figure that out. But I don't think it's for anything. I don't think it's for anything. That's another unfinished thought.
You don't feel that they're hoping for birds?
Well, I really hope they're not, because I honestly named this show probably Birds with the full intent to never talk about birds. And yet, somehow, the previous two shows, I did mention birds. Actually, the first show, we mentioned birds quite a lot. In the second show, I felt guilty, and I made a bird rhyme on the spot so that people, if they're listening for birds, could get their daily dose of vitamin B, if you know what I mean. The B stands for bird. Mm-hmm.
And so here we're once again talking about birds. It seems like you're just going to kind of gradually just move, and that maybe that's where your audience is coming from.
It's all the bird watchers. So they're watching birds at 3 a.m. It's the night birds. I guess they're called owls usually. And actually, have you been outside tonight? Because, oh my goodness.
I know, the fog, right?
Yeah, you can swim through that stuff. Listeners, if you're nearby fog, I don't care where you are, just go out into that stuff. I can't swear. I got to keep reminding myself as I talk. But go out into that shirt and, I don't know, spend some time in it. Yeah.
It's a real vibe out mm-hmm. there right now.
Absolutely. This is a... Mm-hmm. This is a segment
atmosphere.
We keep talking at the same time.
Oh.
This is bad radio. This is not professional. That's fine. Really, I should give you... I mean, the issue is I don't know when you're going to talk, and you don't know when I'm going to talk. And so we're both just talking.
Well, what I like to do is just pay attention to when you're about to talk and then start speaking. Is that not...
Uh-huh. The thing is, Gabby, you're at an inherent disadvantage because I have the volume slidey things and I can just make you quieter if I want. And so anything you say could be drowned out by what I say, but I want people to be able to hear whatever it is you want to say. Is there a message you want to get out to someone? Anything? A message you want to get out to anyone, maybe even?
Wow.
I really put you on the spot there, didn't I?
Very broad. Let me think about that for 2 minutes.
Okay, 2 minutes. Well, if you want, you can think about it.
I'll keep talking while I'm thinking.
Okay, great. Yeah. You keep on doing your thing.
Okay.
In fact, I'm just going to give you the airtime right now. Have at it. Go.
This feels like bad radio, Jonah.
I get in trouble if there's too much dead air, so really, you really have to pick up the slack here, Gabby, okay?
A lot of risk for you to absorb.
Okay, so far your monologue is mostly you responding to me giving you a monologue, and I don't know if that's good.
I feel like if you're giving me a monologue, I shouldn't have things for you to respond to.
I thought you were the one responding to me. I've invited you onto my show and I'm critiquing you, you know. I'm criticizing your involvement. Even though I asked you to be here, and if you weren't here, I wouldn't really know what to do. I mean, I figure it out, but it's not quality by any means. This is probably the worst radio show that there's ever been. I'll say it. I'll say it with my mouth.
I don't know. But it's, talk to me if you've had 10 shows. I feel like nothing, no radio show is ever good.
Actually,
past 10 shows.
InfoWars was a radio show, right?
Is it?
Or maybe the dude whose name I forget right now was originally a radio host.
His is definitely worse. You're doing great.
I'm better than the horrible racist sexist person whose name I still can't remember. But you know what? That's good. Let's not give his name any publicity, you know?
Yes. Let's not orient your listeners to what you're talking about at all.
Yeah. I think I kind of want this to be a disorienting experience for our listeners because it's a disorienting experience for me. I mean, this is only my third show, only my second one alone, and I'm sat in front of a board, and there are a billion buttons, and there are like 12 things I have to press to answer the phone, and I have to deal with my laptop, and it keeps going into sleep mode, and this is legit. This entire show, there's been a little, I have a desktop here, a desktop computer with Chrome open, and in the upper right-hand corner, this keeps popping up. It says, warning, 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 warning. Close excess tabs or restart Chrome to avoid a Dell crash. Available memory, it went away. Okay, well, available memory blank is less than the blank needed. So
that sounds not good.
Yeah, it's a lot of warnings, and I don't really know what to do about it. I mean, it says close excess tabs. I've got 3 tabs open. I wouldn't consider any of them to be excess, you know? What am I, a Buddhist? That's it's religious talk. I'm not really critical of Buddhists, unless you're the ones that commit genocide, in which case I am critical of you. But most Buddhists don't commit genocide. Oh, it's back. But it's saying the same thing. So, you know, same old, same old. Same old in the station. Yeah, so it's a disorienting experience for me, and I think if I can convey my emotional experience to my audience members, isn't that art at that point?
That does sound like art. I was going to say that.
Yeah. I'm an artist. I'm a radio artist. I'm a disc jockey, but I'm also a disc artist, and I don't actually use discs in the station. The discs are metaphysical.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you that. File jockey really doesn't sound...
file jockey. Yeah, I'm going to file some stuff today with both of my hands. They're all involved, I think. Maybe. All right. I'm probably going to play some more music at this moment, but you are welcome to hang around and, you know, talk after the music is done playing. I've got to decide where I want to start the music. We were going under time, now we're going over time. It's not a strict thing. As I said, we're pretty goosey in the station. See how I shortened that phrase? I did that for you.
I did see that. Yeah, Jonah.
Yeah, that's right. We're just going to start playing some music. I'll figure out what to cut and what not to cut later. So listeners, enjoy.
Place that I once saw. never seems too long. It's taught to young until they have a past. One night of love, nothing more, nothing less. One night of love that left my heart in a mess.
If I only knew your name, I'd go from door to door, searching all the crowded seats for the face that I once saw. If I only knew your name, I'd go from door to door.
Tell me, have you seen the boy I met just once before?
My heart is a vicious machine. I didn't warn you a long, long time ago that my brain isn't as clean as people would have you believe of me. I don't like you so much when you go away.
I think I feel
good is better than what I'm about.
I think I feel wrong. rubs us clean, but love is blind. A balloon artist kisses porcupine.
All right, everyone, that was first Young Love by Mystery Jets, followed by Vicious Machine by The Spook School, and then finally A Portrait of the Trey Cartista as a Young Man by Los Campesinos again. Now, I believe that we still have Gabby on the line. Let's find out. Gabby, try saying something.
Hey, Jonah.
Excellent. Yes. Okay, you're here, and you mentioned that you actually have a message for our listeners that you think fits within the theme of the show, whatever that might be.
Well, I said I'm very unsure if it fits in the theme of your show, and I also don't know what the theme of your show is.
Mm-hmm. Message. I don't know either.
Great. I've been writing the words "take care" on my arm for three, four weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, just take care.
Take care.
I like it a lot because it means be careful and be caring at the same time.
Yeah, yes, I love that too. That's kind of like, I told you this, it's very different from, but the double meaning is similar to the, and you disagree with this, but nothing has to mean anything is one of my favorite things that I tell myself. But that's a bit different. Mm-hmm. Yours is a lot more positive. I like yours. And in fact, on the show, to end it out, I often tell people to be nice to themselves and to sleep or don't sleep, but, you know, make themselves happy. So I like that, Gabby. Thank you for that.
All right. Yeah, that kind of fits. That fits with your theme. You're welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad that you see that as the whatever theme of the show this might be. It might be something like that. That's very nice. I mean, you know, you got people up at the wee hours of the morning, or perhaps they're in a different time zone and it's like not a big deal for them. But who knows why they're up? Maybe they're in some sort of deep emotional turmoil, and I'm their medicine. I'm the only thing that can help. I'll say it. I'm like an angel. I'll say it.
You were so close to being so positive.
Well, I am being positive, just very much towards myself.
Okay.
And that right there is how you love yourself, people listening. You should try that once in a while. I didn't mean to say that so like accusingly, like, God, love yourself once in a while, but that's how it came out. And there's no going back from that because we're live on air. So that's a shame.
Everyone knows that, you think I just never care for myself ever.
Whoops.
Known for not taking care of Gabby.
The secret's out. It's out and we can't get it back. I apologize. Oh, the warning's up again. It's very disconcerting, but nothing has happened. I think it's a bluff, and I'm calling that bluff. At least,
wow.
I don't know what else to do other than just let the warning notice remain in the corner of my computer screen until it goes away, just to come back again in about a minute. But that's fine. Listeners,
I don't believe at this point that you're mm-hmm. making all of this up, and it's just a metaphor.
It's real. I'll take a picture for you. I will, I mean, in some ways, this whole joke is one big inside joke that I have my, did I just call it a joke? This whole show is one big inside joke that I have with myself. And I wouldn't have it any other way, but this much is actually real. I will take a picture. I think what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play the last song of the night. And then, Gabby, if you could stick around, you could join me to say farewell to however many listeners are remaining. At about 4 a.m. And then we'll wrap it up. Does that sound like a good plan?
That sounds like a good plan.
Excellent. All right. I'm going to turn your voice off again and my voice as well. And I'm going to turn the computer's voice on.
Ooh, na na na. patiently for a pair of big hands to pull you next to me. It's hard to find something that gets me filled up and empty at the same time. My own steps, they get so clumsy when you get to me. You tear me up, and I thought I knew what I was. Now I feel made up, I'm a parody. You wake me of your touch. Yeah, I know how it feels, or the knife in your stare, and the way that it peels me over and over till I'm skin to the core. And I found a hole in my heart that wasn't there before. I'm just a pale little boy looking out for myself, but I start shaking for you and nobody else. Yeah, I'd love to be just stripping and driving.
Everyone, that was our last song for the night. That was Winter by Yabba Dum, and we're gonna get Gabby back on the line to close down the whole studio with me, actually, because we're the last ones in here. Gabby, are you there?
Yeah, Jenna.
Excellent, Gabby. I've been thinking a nice way to close down the show, and I think I might do this every time, would just be to close it down with "Take Care." You know, I think that's very, it's nice, it's resolving. You know.
Wow. I'm honored.
That's your lasting impact on this, I guess, late night train wreck. it's a bow on a pile of shirt, which is a word I'm allowed to say, I think. I think shirt's okay.
All I care about is barging into other people's art and altering it.
That's good. That's what you're here for. I mean, you're welcome to come into the actual studio, actually, anytime, really. I mean, I won't be here at all times, but the door doesn't lock, so no one can really stop you from coming in at any time. I mean, you got to get through like three like key card things first, but you just got to hang around until someone else walks by and follow them. It's not very, if anyone's listening and wants to get into the studio, that's how you do it. And no one's really going to stop you because we're all like a little bit too awkward to ask what you're doing. So, There's a pro tip for infiltration by yours truly, DJ Pending, on Probably Birds, the only radio show that might be about birds.